SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
SBS. SBS. SBS.
SBS.
SBS. This is SBS Radio.
Anda bersama SBS Audio, program Bahasa Indonesia. Nah, selanjutnya kami akan angkat yaitu tentang review visa Australia itu. Untuk itu, mari kita simak rangkuman Bapak Riki Kusumo berikut ini.
Pendengar, akademisi hukum mengatakan putusan pengadilan tinggi tentang penggunaan kewenangan Menteri Imigrasi untuk campur tangan dalam kasus visa berpotensi membuka kembali ratusan kasus visa serupa di Australia. Agen migrasi dan advokat pengungsi menyambut baik keputusan itu dengan mengatakan bahwa hal itu mengundang pandangan lebih jauh tentang bagaimana sistem migrasi bekerja, khususnya dalam kasus pemegang visa sementara jangka panjang. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Sam Dover untuk SBS News. Penggunaan kekuasaan Menteri Imigrasi untuk campur tangan dalam kasus memberikan izin visa tinggal tetap telah diperiksa oleh putusan pengadilan tinggi yang menurut para akademisi hukum berimplikasi pada ratusan kasus visa serupa. Putusan yang dijatuhkan oleh 7 hakim itu menemukan bahwa kewenangan campur tangan yang dibuat atas dasar kepentingan umum harus dilakukan oleh Menteri Imigrasi secara pribadi dan bukan oleh pejabat di Departemen Dalam Negeri. Kasus itu dibawa oleh 2 orang, yaitu Martin Davis, seorang penduduk dari Inggris yang berada di Australia selama 16 tahun dengan visa sementara, dan seorang warga negara Fiji yang disebut sebagai DCM20 yang telah berada di sini selama hampir 20 tahun, juga dengan visa sementara. Associate Professor Hukum Imigrasi Mary Ann Kenny dari Murdoch University mengatakan, pasangan itu berpendapat ada keadaan unik dan luar biasa yang memerlukan campur tangan Menteri Imigrasi dalam kasus mereka, termasuk keberadaan mereka yang lama di Australia dan tanggung jawab sebagai pengasuh bagi anggota keluarga mereka yang berkewarganegaraan Australia.
She was from Fiji. She had applied for various visas, and that by the time she came to apply to the minister, she had been living here for 20 years on temporary visas. Returning to Fiji was not really viable because she had no family there. She also had the care of children and elderly relatives. So the idea that she could return to her home country and then apply to come back was, she put forward the argument was very difficult.
Ia mengatakan hakim yang menguatkan banding Martin David dan DCM20 menemukan bahwa kekuasaan Menteri Imigrasi harus dilaksanakan secara pribadi untuk menjadi sah secara hukum.
So the ruling in their particular cases was that the decisions made by the Department of Home Affairs were unlawful. So it gets sent back again to the minister to examine their cases again. So it will now have to be the case that the minister is going to have to consider personally their particular situation.
Associate Professor Kenny mengatakan keputusan itu berimplikasi pada ratusan kasus visa lainnya yang telah dibuat oleh departemen tersebut dengan menggunakan pedoman yang telah ada sejak 2016.
They're going to basically have to re-examine all of those cases again. It's not clear to me how many cases that will be affected, but it looks like there are potentially hundreds, possibly thousands of cases. But it's a little bit difficult to know as to whether or not this will lead to different decisions for people. But hopefully there is the opportunity for the department and the minister to consider a fairer and more transparent process for these decisions to be made.
Kekuasaan menteri digunakan bulan lalu ketika Menteri Imigrasi saat itu, Andrew Giles, campur tangan dengan visa keluarga dari Perth yang ditolak karena putra mereka tidak memenuhi kriteria kesehatan tertentu, yaitu ia lahir dengan gejala Down syndrome. Sebuah dokumen yang dirilis di bawah Undang-Undang Kebebasan Informasi menunjukkan bahwa ratusan permintaan intervensi menteri diajukan setiap tahun berdasarkan pedoman saat itu antara 2017 dan 2020. Menteri secara pribadi turun tangan dan memberikan sekitar 1.000 kasus visa selama waktu itu. Julie Williams adalah presiden nasional dari Institute Migration Australia yang mewakili agen migrasi dan pengacara imigrasi. Ia mengatakan putusan itu dapat membuka kembali kasus dari sejumlah migran yang rentan.
I think it will be good in respect to especially applicants that perhaps are being exploited or are under domestic violence and have not had their cases seen to because they are not perhaps applying under the visa that allows access to that. I think it's going to give them a lot more opportunities.
Williams mengatakan ia percaya perlu ada lebih banyak transparansi tentang bagaimana kekuasaan intervensi menteri itu digunakan.
It's not a transparent system, and some people's views on what they consider to be compassionate and compelling seems to be very unclear and perhaps unfair when a decision on their future and their future lives is being made by delegates that perhaps their view on what compassionate compelling is different compared to the actual applicant.
Senior Policy Officer di Refugee Council of Australia, Esther Hirsch, mengatakan putusan pengadilan tinggi menunjukkan perlunya melihat sistem imigrasi secara keseluruhan.
I think what this case shows is that the whole ministerial powers are quite dysfunctional, and obviously the case highlights the fact that often the minister doesn't even get a chance to review many of these requests, and the process for reviewing these requests remains secret and really difficult to scrutinize. Often the minister makes a decision by themselves, and there's no chance to have that decision reviewed in the courts or even to understand why that decision was made. So really there is a lack of transparency.
Ia menambahkan, perlu ada jalur lain bagi pemegang visa sementara jangka panjang untuk dapat menjadi warga negara Australia.
Well, I think if you ask most people in Australia, if someone's been here for 5, 10, 15 years, they really are Australians now. You know, they've become part of our society. They are our neighbours, our colleagues. They are business owners. And so whether they are a migrant or refugee, I think after a certain amount of time, people need to get that permanency, that sense of security.
Pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman tentang keputusan pengadilan tinggi tentang pemberian visa. Rangkuman itu disusun oleh Sam Dover untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Nah, itulah tadi rangkuman Bapak Ricky Kusumo tentang review dari visa Australia. Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.